Gage.
Yeah, what?
Wait, are you gonna hit the intro button?
Stop harassing me. I'm doing my best.
Oh my god, you silly slut.
It's so loud. Why is it so loud?
Is it loud?
You know, these noises are bad for the birds.
Yeah.
It's what about the environment?
Look, you know? It's not my fault.
All the birds outside, they don't like it when you play that music.
It's the nighttime, Robert. They don't care.
They're sleeping, and now they're not sleeping. What about the environment, Gage?
You're starting to sound like an English butler.
Yes. What about the environment?
Yeah.
Apparently, the environment is something that poor people worry about for their children's future.
I don't have children.
Yes. I don't care about children. No, not at all.
Not my problem.
Even though I have two, not my problem. So, Gage.
Yes.
On a separate note here.
Yeah.
We're going to change directions real quick here.
Yeah.
Are you someone that keeps cards or throws away cards? Like birthday cards, holiday cards.
Okay, I thought we were talking like... The only reason why I was confused is because I'm on Golden and I'm looking at like baseball cards, hockey cards, football cards, Pokemon cards. So that's what I thought we were talking about.
No, I'm against those kinds of cards.
They're bad for the environment. Yeah. Yeah, I generally kind of keep them for a while. It depends.
How long is a while? What? Do you have to ask the person how long you have to keep it for?
No.
Do you just kind of nonchalant, like, I don't remember when I got this. I guess I'll toss it.
It depends on the significance of the card. Also, if somebody else is going to, like, you know, if I get a card from somebody and I know they're going to be coming over, like, maybe in the next week or in the next few days or something like that, I'm going to display that card until they see it. Now, if it's a card from somebody I don't really care about, and it's like, oh, that's cool. It just goes in the trash. But if it's like a card of significance, I do tend to keep them indefinitely. Now, if one of you two
forever
gave me a card, I would throw it away. But, yeah, I have cards from like my 10th birthday.
10th birthday.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah. I can be sentimental sometimes.
Yeah. 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 Yes. Oh.
What about you guys?
Why don't you just throw the cards out?
I don't know. Because sometimes when I'm not feeling, when I'm feeling unloved, sometimes it's nice to go back and reread those cards and, they make me feel better about myself. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Margaret has made me keep cards.
Okay.
Otherwise, I would keep them for like, you just play them for a week and then you just toss them.
Yeah.
You know? What's the point after that? I'm sure shit not going back and reading it. I can tell you that much. So why keep it, I guess, is my theory.
Fair enough.
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's also my theory, and that's why as soon as I'm done reading it, I just throw it into the trash right in front of the person that gave it to me.
Oh, that's so nice, Rip.
So we have three extremes here. We've got someone that keeps them for 20-some-odd years, one person that keeps them for a few weeks, maybe a month, and then someone that just tosses them immediately. Mitch has a meme, a shorts video that is related to cards that I found extremely funny, in which he sent it to my wife because this is a common thing that we get in arguments about I think
cards
are stupid. Yeah, I think cards are stupid.
Okay.
I think they're a waste of money, they're pointless, and... If she wants a card, let's just go to the grocery store. I'll pick one out, hand it to you. You read it.
Put it back.
We'll nod at each other. Walk away. Not spend a dollar, you know?
I mean, everybody knows that, you know, it's what's in the card that counts.
The money.
The money. The gift cards. Whatever, you know.
Mitch, would you play this short for the audience and for Gage, please?
Oh, God, I hit it too early. All right.
Here's to many more wonderful years ahead, your friend, Keith.
Thanks, oh, that was Keith. Sweet.
That's nice. Of course, man.
How long am I supposed to keep this?
What?
How long do you want me to keep this card in my house before I throw it out?
Why are you asking?
Because I don't know if I'm supposed to keep this for the rest of my life or not.
You don't need to keep it for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you could do whatever you want, man. It's fine.
I need you to tell me exactly how long you want me to pretend I want this in my possession.
Just put the card in a random pile and forget about it until you're sorting through stuff one day and then throw it away like everyone else
does. I have too many random piles all over the place I have to sort through. I don't want to live life like this.
We all have random piles we need to sort through all over the place. That's life, Keith.
Can't I just throw this out right now in front of your face?
No, you can't do that.
That's extremely rude.
I already read the card. I got it. The words aren't going to change.
You can throw it away now. It's cool. Seriously.
Thank you. It was a great card. I love the words. They're coming with me.
I really don't care either way.
Okay.
See, I feel like the energy just shifted in the room when I did that.
Well, yeah, man, that was kind of an insane thing to do.
It just got cold in here.
Yeah, I'm gonna take it out.
Take it out! Take it out!
You have to.
I'm keeping the card for an indefinite amount of time.
Thank you.
As you should!
Here's to many more ones.
That is a credit to Devin Palmer on Instagram.
Yes. Which Devin Palmer, he's got some pretty he's got some funny stuff out there, man.
Yeah.
Have you seen his one about the sandwich?
Uh-uh.
The sand wedge or the sandwich?
The sandwich.
Okay. No.
I made you sandwich, dog. What? Yeah, man. I made you sandwich. I fucking love you, dog. I fucking love you too, man. You haven't seen it. Well, you should definitely go watch it.
I have not seen that. Yeah, no.
Yeah, it is hilarious.
I like the Olive Garden one.
I don't think I've seen his Olive Garden one.
It's like, okay, yeah, and that will come with a soup, salad, or hug. Because like, I'll do the salad. That's fine. Did you want me to choose the hug or no? It's you can choose whatever you want. It doesn't matter. And for you, I'll just do the chicken parm, and that comes with a soup, salad, or hug. I'll do the soup. Oh, you know what? That yours actually comes with two sides. I'll do the salad then too.
I'll have to go back to find the sandwich one. It's a pretty old one, so I don't know if I'll be able to cut. Oh no, here we go. Boom, found it. I'll share this with you guys.
Nice.
And then you can tell me your thoughts. So, I feel like shorts have become the new entertainment. Videos are out, shorts are in. Do you guys even watch like YouTube videos anymore, or is it primarily shorts?
I still watch YouTube videos.
I'd say YouTube videos are like my primary source of entertainment. Not entertainment, but content consumption.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it comes to content consumption, if you were to split it up between like streaming, you know, movies or TV shows, YouTube videos and shorts, how would you break that down? I guess let me go first to set the example, right? I would say that probably 50% of my time is spent watching shorts, whether it's across TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, doesn't matter. And then 20% is spent watching YouTube videos. And then the remainder is like movies and TV shows.
Right. Could you give us those numbers again?
50% shorts.
Okay.
20% is YouTube videos. Okay. 30% movies and TV shows.
Okay.
Did that confuse you?
Yeah, I'm not so good at math. You said the well, that last one, you said the remainder, and I was like, I can't do that math.
That's the five.
Like when you go from the biggest value to the smallest value to the medium value.
It's a little, yeah.
I wanted to throw you guys off, keep you on your toes.
You know I don't have any toes, Robert.
Oh, why would you make fun of me?
I'd say I'm probably like, I don't know, maybe 50% YouTube. Well, yeah, okay, 50% YouTube, 45% TV, meaning anything like on the TV, movies, sports, TV shows, and then 5% shorts. I don't really look at them at all.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't have Instagram. I don't have Reddit anymore. I don't really use Snapchat. I don't really look at them on YouTube either. I don't have a TikTok. I don't have Facebook.
See, which I find interesting because of how well your shorts generally do on YouTube.
Yeah.
He's just got.
I can't explain it. I don't know. Because I don't watch them. I don't know what people like. So I'm just like, here's a video about a toilet.
Yeah. Here's a video about my upset keyboard.
Yeah, exactly.
Melted. Yeah. Mitch, how would you break it down?
I don't know. I'm just going to say 33% across the board.
Even keel.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know, man. Normally when I'm home with Sarah, we're watching, you know, trash TV shows.
Can you give me an example of those trash TV shows?
Oh, man. Like, right. We really like Married at First Sight.
Oh, okay.
That one's great.
Oh, boy.
That one's real trashy.
So you're going, also, like, real trashy.
That's
also Love is Blind. Yeah. It's, like, ridiculous reality matchmaking TV shows is kind of the specific genre of trash that we watch.
That's about what Kat and I watch, too, is generally, like, we're more in the, like, morbidly obese side of trash TV, you know, like the 1,000-pound sisters, 1,000-pound best friends, 600-pound life, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I aspire to be there.
Oh, shit. Do you guys have a hard time, like, do you guys just make fun of these people, like, the whole time? That's it? Laugh, make fun of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, see, that's where me and Margaret have a hard time, because she likes to watch trashy stuff, but I'll make fun of it, and then she gets mad that I'm making fun of it, because she's, like, really into it. Like, oh, my God, I can't believe, oh, my God, Karen is so sad. Oh, my God, what is... But Karen and Joff broke up. Oh, no. Oh, my God. And I'm just like, this is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my entire life. I can't stand watching this.
No, it is like some of the dumbest stuff you'll ever watch. But
yeah,
it makes you feel better about yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you watch a few hours of, you know, anything on TLC, and you're going to feel pretty good about yourself.
Yeah. Oh, man, there's this one that I want to watch. Sarah and I want to watch. It's called MILF Manor.
What?
Ooh.
Yeah, and so it's
I'd watch this.
A bunch of cougars and their sons are all on the same dating show. So the moms are dating like the other mom's kids and vice versa.
Dude,
that one
is that
looks
a
like,
is that a Netflix, a Pornhub?
I think it's on TLC. It's Discovery Plus. I think it's called MILF Manor.
MILF Manor TLC.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is TLC.
MILF Manor.
Oh my God!
Do you want me to read the description?
Yeah.
From
cities. Please.
Hold on. Let me restart. From cities all across the country, 8 confident and strong-minded women leave home for the chance to find love at a paradise destination. Welcome to MILF Manor. That's pretty much it.
Wait, but I'm looking at it. I don't see any of the sons on here, though. I just see all the...
I'm on the page. Meet the men of MILF Manor.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, here it is. Here it is. Yeah, and these are, like, young dudes. Yeah. They're, like, in their... they look like they're in their 20s or late 20s or something?
Probably ranges from, like, you know, 20s to 30s.
Well, it does have descriptions. Jimmy is interested in women around the age of 65. Ricky, it doesn't say anything there, but he works for the post office in Detroit. Harrison.
That's excellent.
Let's see. Harrison lives in Los Angeles with his mom, and he's currently in college playing football, hoping to make it to the NFL.
There you go. In college. That's how young they go.
Holy shitballs. And so this is Cougars. We've got a 44-year-old, 48-year-old, 60-year-old, 51, 47, 51, 51. So, and 46. So they're just all over the place. Different walks of life. Yeah, this looks like the ultimate white, just trash TV.
Yeah.
I guess we'll have to, Mitch, will you start watching this, and then we're going to check back in with you. I'm going to write it on my little whiteboard. Check back in with Mitch on MILF Manor. When does it air?
It's airing now. It's just Sarah perfect. And I don't have a way to watch it.
Oh, I can provide you with a Discovery Plus login if you need one.
Oh, yeah.
Because like I said, that's our kind of a thing to watch is Discovery Plus.
Yeah.
MILF Manor. Really got
trashy DLC shows.
Perfect. I can't wait. So where I was originally going with this whole thing, so now we know you guys love watching trashy TV shows. Uh-huh. Mitch apparently watches 33% of everything. Gage is primarily YouTube. And when it comes to all of this consumption, right, and even what we do, boys, right, podcasting, YouTubing, right, the shorts.
The Pornhub shorts.
May the Schwartz be with you, OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. Oh, sorry. OnlyFans.
The only glands.
Yeah. Banana hammocks. We wanted to present our fans tonight with some of the top stuff that not only we use, but what I wish I had for podcasting, streaming, and all that kind of good stuff. Because there's a lot that goes behind it, and it's kind of overwhelming, I would almost say, to a point.
It's not overwhelming at first, but then it becomes overwhelming when you decide to get more into it.
Yeah. Yeah. It can get overwhelming quick if you get too deep in the rabbit hole. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So let's go over what everyone has for general setup real quick. What you have, if you think it works, what you like, what you don't like. Mitch.
I would not be able to tell you what I have.
Can give it a shot. I'm sure the label is posted across all of your equipment somewhere.
So I have a toner microphone.
Sweet.
I don't know the model, but it was like $20.
Do you like
it? And I think it works fine. My sound quality probably isn't quite as good as your guys's, but.
Okay.
I mean, realistically, that's what we all started out with, except for I think mine was a Tukagoo or something, a TKGOU. So,
yeah.
And they were fine.
Can't remember if me and Gage bought, I think me and Gage bought the exact same microphone for the first setup. Mitch, you had bought something very slightly differently, and they all worked fine.
Yeah.
Until the wire shit out.
Yeah,
on Gage's.
Mine doesn't work no more, so.
We found that
apparently,
out
don't buy
the
Tuckagoos. Buy the buy the toners. They're better.
Yeah. So then, Mitch, what are you using for a headset there?
It's German.
The German headset?
Oh.
Sennheiser.
Ooh.
Sennheiser. Ooh.
PC360.
Oh.
It's pretty good. I've had it for a long time now. I've had it since 2014.
Okay.
So 9 years.
Is it comfy? It works well for you? Have you had any problems?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's comfy. Haven't had any problems. It's adjustable. I do think the microphone on it is kind of starting to crap out a little bit.
I'm surprised you used the microphone on it, to be honest.
Well, you know, I use it when, like, I have my podcasting microphone back on my desk and I'm too lazy to bring it forward, so then I'll just flip down my headset microphone.
So you do this and instead of the reach across and pull it over?
No, because I have to, like, because this mic stand isn't very good, so I have to move the mic stand closer, you know, so then it's like unscrewing it and like shifting it on my desk and then re-screwing it when I can just go, you know.
Okay. All right. I thought that you literally were like, I don't want to reach over here. I'd rather just kind of reach up here. And that we were talking like a 2 foot difference in hand movement. And I was about to be like, bro.
No, there's a whole 10 seconds of screwing motion that I have to go through.
I mean, that's
bring
like
the toner microphone.
That's a long time.
Yeah. If when you're living a 600-pound lifestyle like I am, that's a lot of movement to do.
It's a lot of movement.
It's a lot of screwing.
Movement. Yeah, a lot of screw. Uncomfortable screwing, to say the least, too.
Yeah.
So what do you wish was different now with all
with
of your equipment in your setup? You've got a pot filter. You don't like your stand. You want a different stand, right?
Like you said, I mean, I probably could use a different microphone.
Yeah.
This one, I feel like it's not doing as good as when I first got it.
Okay.
When we first started, I was like messing around with the audio because the audio wasn't coming in very well.
Okay.
So I think I got it fixed for the most part, but I'm still coming across as like really quiet, it looks like, so.
Yeah, I mean, those mics
may just...
It might
be time for an upgrade.
Yeah, I mean, not only is that mic now, I guess, like, 2 years old, but, you know, it was $20. I don't think it was really meant to last, and it's probably doesn't exactly have some of the best sensors in it, and because that's a condenser mic, right? Or I guess you probably wouldn't know.
Sure.
Okay. And otherwise, Mitch, you haven't really gotten into like streaming yet.
No, but I mean, I use OBS when I do stream or did stream.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Me personally, so as Gage said, we started out with, Toya Yogo
Tokoku
Gachi Tokoku. And they worked all right. The wiring was kind of cheap. Sounded, I don't know, whatever. It was better than, I guess, the headset microphones. That's the real reason why we got it, right? And it came with a boom mic and a shock mount and came with a pop filter. And it's all we needed, right, Gage?
Yeah.
That was it.
I can't even, just like looking on Amazon right now, I typed that back in and I can't even find them on there anymore. So
probably not.
I think they're gone.
Doesn't surprise me. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me, but surprisingly enough, though, man, I mean, the mic stand has lasted me this whole time. I'm still using it, even with my my Blue Yeti mic. Still have the same pop filter. Works just fine, right? Pop filters.
I can still hear your peas.
Pop filters. And otherwise, I guess besides this, the only thing that I've swapped out, I've got the Blue Yeti mic now. These puppies will run you about $100. The audio sounds great. You've got a couple different settings on it, on direction of the mic and where you're picking it up and all that kind of stuff. You know, comes with a little filter for the top, which I don't have on just because I got the pop filter. But this was kind of, I feel like a couple years ago, this was kind of the go-to mic, you know?
I think it still is. You see everybody kind of using those for USB mics.
Yeah, yeah, and for it being a USB mic, man, I mean, it sounds great. And being, I guess, the price range that it's at. The only thing that I guess I wish was a little bit different about this, I wish that they had a better, like, interface program like Elgato does, you know? I sit here and I watch Gage, and he just has sweet setup with all this cool stuff and gadgets and steamy dicks and just, you know, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for.
And an XLR, and, you know, he's got the DXR.
The Wave DX, which...
DX.
DTF.
DTF. ATF.
Yep.
ADT.
ADT.
ATF.
TNT.
All of them, man. And it makes me a little jealous. I wish that Yeti had a better interface. So there's a small part of me I kind of... Mitch?
What?
Were you just scratching your ass?
No, I'll scratch my side. Scratch my side.
Definitely looked like you're scratching your ass.
It does.
Like hard. Like you're going to town on it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like straight on camera.
Really got to get in there, you know?
Yeah, zero fucks given, dude. Yeah, zero fucks given. You were going straight for that butthole scratch too, man.
No,
like,
it's,
you know,
because the armrest is like right here, so I can't scratch it. So I got to lean over.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I got to lean away from the armrest so my hip is exposed so I can itch it.
Someone forgot to wipe. Itchy butt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Where was I? Sorry.
Something about...
Mitch and his butt scratching. Distracted me so much. I'm not going to lie. I kind of wish I would have went Elgato, though. So if you're starting out with podcasting or making shorts and YouTube videos, man, you could start out with a $20 mic easy, $40 setup with just a boom arm mic, pop filter, call it a day. And they sound good. It'll indefinitely get you by.
Yeah, and if you put the effort in to even editing it a little bit on like Audacity or whatever you use, like, or, you know, you can make it sound really pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I think by the time that we're done editing our podcast between Mitch, my mic and Engage's mic, there's not like too much of a difference,
no.
You know, maybe a small bit when it comes to like the gain volumes and stuff like that and a little bit of clarity, but there's honestly not that much of a difference. And mine and Engage's mics were whatever, like $80 more, you know, but we're super picky about audio. We both just kind of decided to make the upgrade anyways. And both of these were Christmas gifts, or at least mine was.
Yeah, my old mic was, yeah.
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 So if you're looking to upgrade and get a little bit better audio quality, which I will say, me and Gage have come to determine, people like audio quality the most on YouTube, and that like supersedes video quality.
Yeah, as long as the video is entertaining, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all clicked on a video or something that is like tiring to listen to, you know, where it's like,
yeah.
Oh my God, that says horrible.
Harbaugh. Yeah. My name's Mitch. I got to the winter part of Hogwarts.
I had to scratch my ass, but I pretended it was my side.
I didn't want to embarrass myself.
Now I've got brown stuff all over my hip, too. Now that bitch is.
It's on my keyboard.
Oh, shit. But yeah, the audio, man, makes up the whole video. So, I mean, if you were going to drop some money, man, you could get away with your phone for recording. Just have a good mic for audio recording, whether it's voiceovers or even this Blue Yeti. I used to hook up to my phone, and then you can use any USB mic as the mic for your phone and just have a really long like USB cord or whatever. And that works.
Yeah.
And it sounds great. I did that for a long time.
Yeah, a lot of people will use, like if you have Apple products or an iPad, people will use GarageBand because it's, you know, you can edit stuff pretty well in there too. So, you know, they'll just hook it up to GarageBand and record on the iPad and then use your phone to film or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so then otherwise, I mean, I think just about everyone probably uses OBS Studio for screen recording and, you know, whatever, I guess, using it, just computer program. So, otherwise, I have for video recording, so it used to be my phone. Sitting here, I've got, I guess, two cameras, right? I've got this camera that I use for just talking to you guys on Discord. Just a little webcam mic, nothing special. Bought it for like $40 on Amazon. I'm assuming you guys all have same thing, similar?
Yep.
Mine's an Az Ozdom.
Ooh.
Ozdom. You gotta say it right.
It's really Ozdom.
Mine's a Logitech C920.
That was beautiful, Gage.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mine's also a Logitech. The Logitechs, they're good. They make nice little webcams, you know. And then for the real recordings, though, right? The real recording. The YouTube videos. The recordings where Gage melts keyboards.
I didn't melt it. The oven melted it.
You know, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. The oven melted the keyboard and the dishwasher cleaned it for you.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. The dishwasher did a great job. I have no complaints about the dishwasher. The oven Yeah.
Did you set it to bake or broil?
No, I put it on bake, and I put it on the lowest setting, which is 150, and even opened the door. So
there was good news and bad news. Good news is you know that your dishwasher and your oven works.
They work very well.
Bad news is the keyboards you put in both of those no longer work.
All three of them, actually. And they're all in the dumpster. They're gone.
Oh, no. I was going to say, man, we could have done so many more experiments.
I know. And but now we've thought about that now. But at the time, I was like, I can't like look at these. I'm mad at myself. I'm embarrassed about it. So I threw them in the trash.
Like, we could have made artwork out of them and painted them and test runs on how to suppress sound and make clickety-clackety keyboards into thaw-key keyboards.
It's hard to do with a $10 microphone. Or, keyboard. Microphone, not microphone.
It's like, I'm pretty sure that mic costed more than that, but I could be wrong. And so then, what do you have for camera?
Me?
Yeah, Gage.
For like when I'm filming, usually I use my Sony A6100. Generally speaking, use the kit lens. I have some other lenses, but usually those are just for taking pictures. I don't usually use them for filming. And Yeah, I mean, I've had it for like 3 or 4 years now, and I take a lot of pictures with it. Anytime I go to Florida or travel, I take it with me too. So it's not just a YouTube camera. I use it for all sorts of stuff. It's got a great macro lens for when I'm taking pictures of my PP.
The super zoom.
Super zoom.
Zooms in 100 times. Yes. Can almost see it. Almost. You know? Then I send it to my MILF in manner. In her manner. Yeah, I've got the Sony
ZV.
Sony ZV-E10. And I got lucky that I had Gage around to convince me to upgrade to this. Thank God. Thank you, Gage. Because this has been an amazing camera, man. It did. We took it to Florida, took some pictures. We're not really picture people, though.
Yeah.
My whole family's not really like that, you know? We just live in the moment, and we're not.
Well, I don't take pictures of, like, people and stuff. I take pictures of, like, birds, penises, bugs. Yeah. I don't know. There's probably like 800 pictures on my camera, and only 2 of them have people in them.
It's impressive.
It's a pretty good ratio.
Yeah, it's about what it should be.
I would say that about 99% of the memory on my phone is consumed with memes, and the 1% is maybe like a few pictures of my kids or something like that.
Maybe.
So, you know. Maybe.
But those are the first pictures to go when you need extra storage. Yeah, exactly.
When I need more memes, delete the pictures of the kids.
Ah, that picture's like a year old. She don't even look like that anymore. Delete.
Yeah. The Sony, though, man, this camera has treated me pretty damn well because it even has like integrated software where it's specifically meant to be able to be used for streamers, and it has software so that way your computer recognizes it as a webcam. So it'll drop the resolution down to 720p, but it still looks better than a 4K webcam.
Yeah, you get a lot better color, a lot better light. Yeah.
And because it's mirrorless. Right, so that just makes it that much better. So this thing can be used not only, I guess, as a webcam, and it looks really good. I just don't set it up because it's so expensive, and I have it down here in the basement, my kids' play area, and I'm scared that they're gonna like chuck it across the room one day because it wasn't exactly the cheapest camera. So, but when I have this, and this was I think $600 or $700. And then when I hook up the microphone to it, man, it's like all you really need, you know? If you're sure that you want to get into like podcasting and YouTubing and shorts and all that stuff, this camera with one microphone, call it $700 or $800 basically, is, I would say, a very good, almost mid-level. It sounds like a lot of money, but that's honestly, that's like the mid, almost like actually probably closer to lower range. Because some of those cameras, man.
I would call it like an entry level mirrorless. Yeah. Not that that's a bad thing by any point, because that's exactly what mine was too. It's just like you can spend, if you know, if you bought like an FX3 or whatever, that's $6,000. You know, it's pretty easy to spend good money on a camera.
Right. Well, and even some of the bigger YouTubers, man, I see this camera, and this was actually, I didn't notice that this was the camera that everyone recommended until Gage said that this is the camera that I should probably use. And then all of a sudden I realized that this is the camera that like a lot of YouTubers use. Everyone uses camera because it's mirrorless. It's 4K. You can change out the lenses to, you know, wide or whatever, I don't know, whatever you want, whatever you really need.
Yeah, it's an E-mount, so any E-mount lens will work on it.
Yep. It's nice, small, portable, can hook up to just about any mic, any situation, and like Gage said, it's just a really good entry-level mirrorless camera, and it's hard to go wrong with that. So if you wanted to go higher, you can always go higher. you know. Storage isn't really an issue with this thing either. I mean, obviously you can get fake batteries and all that kind of shit, so it can just like sit on your computer desk, which is what I have right now. So if you're looking for that mid-range, this is probably or that entry level and you're starting to get serious about it, get this camera with like a Blue Yeti or even like a Wave 3 Elgato. In fact, I would probably recommend the Elgato Wave 3. That's probably a better decision than the Blue Yeti. You could go Blue Yeti, but I personally think probably Gage's Wave 3 is the better way to go.
Yeah, I mean, make your decision if you want to go XLR versus USB. But, you know, also start like we did and get the $20 mic and see if it's something you want to keep doing. I mean, it's not worth, even if I don't keep doing this, I'm going to keep dicking around with mics and stuff because they're fun. They're fun to play with. You know, it's, you know, we started with the $20 mics not knowing how far this would go. And, you know, obviously we've gone down path and you kind of just upgrade over time. I wouldn't say just go full in, buy an $800 camera, buy a $200 mic setup, buy a steamy dick, buy, you know, lights and all that kind of stuff. Like, ease into it. See what you think, because it, you know, can be overwhelming.
And I actually started out, before we even started the podcast, I had started out with a YouTube channel where all I had was a little clip mic that I bought for like, I don't know, that I bought for like 10 or 15 bucks on Amazon. That was just hooked up to my phone. And then I just bought a little ring light, and that was only, I only needed the ring light because I was like trying to record barbecue stuff because I was doing barbecue videos. So, I mean, you could, in all honesty, get started for almost $0 or even just a $15 clip mic and go to town, just see if you like it, see if you like editing videos and recording stuff and being a content creator, and then kind of go from there, slowly upgrade, you know? And now me and Gage are just, we're sick with it, you know? Yeah.
It's going to be...
gone down the rabbit
hole. It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge.
I can't do a very good...
The greatest, incredible, fantastic podcast, amazing. It's going to be nothing like you've ever seen. It's... the Chinese couldn't make a podcast this good.
Right after I'm done getting out of jail...
Stormy ratted me out. I mean, none of it's true, but Stormy, you know, broke a contract that never existed because I didn't pay her money. But, you know, she's going down trying to frame me. She tried to give me the virus, tried to give me COVID.
Now here we are. But once
but
I'm done
I'm
with
alive.
This, and I get out of jail, and then I run for president again, we're going to make the best podcast, the greatest podcast the world has ever seen. Gage, yes. What's your full setup? Because you've bought a lot of gear, and I don't even know what you're actually like using now and not using now.
Well, I don't use my camera, my A6100. I don't use it as a webcam anymore, just because I usually have it set up to just film YouTube stuff, and it's okay. You know, you guys know how ugly I am. You don't want to see me in that camera anyway. This one is a little blurrier. It hides some of my imperfections. That's for all of us. I have the Wave XLR as my XLR interface. The microphone I use is a Wave DX, which is okay. You know, it's pretty cheap in terms of XLR microphones, being only $100. Like, the blue XLR mic that they have is like $350. The one that like everybody loves is the Shure SM7B, which is like $350 too. So, you know, I'm not ready to make that jump, but it's pretty cool. I got a mic arm thingy for my microphone. And then, yes, I have my favorite thing in the world, just because it plays fart noises. My Stream Deck from Elgato. And
hell yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much it.
If there's anything, because I mean, it seems like you are thoroughly enjoying everything that you do have. Is there something that you would change that you wish you had that you could upgrade to?
I mean, if I was going to upgrade something, it'd probably be my microphone, you know, but
yeah.
Really, I mean, this one's really pretty good. I still have it. I still use it sometimes, depending on what I'm doing, because it's sometimes a little easier because I don't have to hook up the whole XLR and stuff as my the Wave 3 from Elgato, which I actually, in terms of that, like, ease of use is definitely better.
USB in general.
Yeah, you just plug and play. You're ready to go. Yeah. I pretty much like the way I got everything set up. I think so.
I was gonna say, I mean, a few things, man, that I kind of wish that I had. Have you seen the Go XLR Mini system?
Yeah.
By TC Helicon or whatever. It's a mini USB streamer, like streaming mixer, basically. Mm-hmm. I wish I had one of those, though, because it basically replaces the Windows interface, like, sound open volume mixer, right? I mean, in reality, it's right there. You could just open up the volume mixer and then just kind of dick with things right then and there. But I feel like having one of these Go XLR mini USB ones, man, would just make things so much easier to balance your mic, chat, music systems while you're streaming. You know, this is more so of a streaming thing. And I think out of the three of us, I've probably streamed the most. Because, Mitch, I think you've only streamed like a handful of times. And Gage, did you stream a lot on your private channel?
Yeah. I still do sometimes, but I don't do the camera. I just talk. So,
yeah,
but no, I don't stream much.
Mitch, are you streaming anywhere else? Twitch or anything?
Other than OnlyFans, no.
Ah. Yeah. Yeah, and you stream on OnlyFans, you in a banana hammock making Trump impersonation Jesus Christ, I can't talk.
Pancakes too. Don't forget about that.
Yeah. Making pancakes and painting.
Interesting.
Painting without really your hands.
Yes.
One thing that I do wish that I had, that this is more of a streamer issue than anything else, is, and it's not that my computer can't handle a lot of stuff, because obviously it's brand new and very pretty and sparkly and everything. I kind of wish that I had a second computer, though, that had a video output to host all of the streaming programs, OBS and all that stuff. And then that way my gaming computer could just focus on gaming and do ray tracing and all that other kind of good stuff. So if I could get a mini, these Go XLR minis, that basically is an open mixer that can sit on your computer, go for like $200. They're kind of expensive, believe it or not, just for a little mixer. It's kind of crazy. The reason being, though, is obviously because you can plug in microphones and you can plug in your Stream Deck and you can plug in all this other crap into it, right? And I think even the streaming computer, you could plug into it. So if I could, man, a streaming computer plus this, and then probably swap out a bunch of my gear for Elgato stuff just so it's all kind of linked together, that would be ideal, but we're talking that right there is probably like $2,000 in total to do all of that stuff. Does it sound about right, Gage?
Yeah, I mean, it depends if you're going to build a whole nother computer, yeah. I mean, you don't need a whole lot to run OBS and to stream it, but...
No.
Yeah, I mean, you could put a lot of money into doing that.
I think it's a stream card that probably ends up costing the most.
Yeah, it's going to cost you as much as basically a graphics card almost, a cheap graphics card, but yeah, without a doubt. And I mean, it's easy. I mean, it's like building a computer. You guys know what that's like. It's easy to get out of control. You're sort of like, I better get a little more RAM. Well, if I'm going to do that, I might as well upgrade the CPU. Well, I don't really have enough storage. Well, I better get a better graphics. Well, now that I'm thinking about it, I need a better power supply. And the next thing you know, it's $4,000. And you're just like, well, son of a bitch.
Oh, no. What happened to my bank account?
Good thing God gave me two kidneys.
That's right.
Yeah, that's how I feel about the pop-up camper right now. I thought I was going to spend a very minimal amount of money, and now I'm going kind of sideways on it already. Building computers, exact same way. And streaming and YouTubing. So if there's any recommendation that we can give, start small, work your way up. Make sure that you enjoy it. Make sure that you like it. And then before you really buy anything and dive down that deep path, just deeply research the full setup that you want, because it could go very sideways on you very quick. Mm-hmm. Or next thing you know, you own 3 microphones, an XLR, a Stream Deck, 2 cameras, 3 lights.
It's all right. We are
5 keyboards.
No, I own more than... Well, I got rid of 3 of them, but it's more than 5.
Melted 3 of them. Sorry.
Well, two of them. One was my mom's.
Yeah, that's right.
Rob, you reminded me of a joke. Do you guys want to hear it really quick?
Yes, I do.
Of course.
Do you know why a lot of orphans become famous?
Why?
Why?
Because it's either go big or go home.
Solid, bitch.
That was really good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The comic relief of the podcast. Great jokes and great Donald Trump voices, you know?
I was going to try and figure out how to work that joke into when you said to, you know, take your time with it, ease into it. But I couldn't think of a solid way to do it, so.
There you go. Next time, you just got to give me, like, a cue on camera, you know? Just a little, you know?
Tallahassee.
Pineapple. You know?
Yeah.
And, Gage, to your point, upgrading computers, mm-hmm. it's a sick addiction, man. Just such a sick addiction.
Well, you got to admit, like, YouTube is just like the worst thing for that. Like,
yeah.
Everybody's on there telling you got to buy this, you got to get this, you got to do that, you know? Yeah.
10 things you didn't know about building a PC.
Number 6 will surprise you.
Yeah. Number 7. And there's a bonus one for sticking around to the end. The bonus one is, you can put fun porn characters inside of your computer, and it'll increase. Get yourself an RGB power strip, and it'll increase your FPS by at least 3.
Don't put your dick in the fan.
Like and subscribe. Because now, like you guys know, right? When I was building this computer, I got two free sticks of RAM randomly. Like, didn't know how it happened. I tried to sell it. No one wanted it. So, you know what I did with it?
Shoved it in the computer?
Shoved it up your butt. Oh.
Yeah, shoved it up my butt. And somehow it still works in the computer, though. My computer's reading 64 gigabytes of RAM, even with it up my butt.
It's incredible.
Surprisingly. It really is. What's even more incredible, though, maybe I'll make a YouTube video on this. This will surprise you more than anything else this year. Be sure to stay tuned to find out. I can't believe actually how many fucking programs and computer games, man, actually use 32 gigabytes of RAM all of a sudden when I plugged it in there and cranked all the settings up. Oh my God. I max out at like 32 gigs all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
You can use it up pretty easy anymore.
Yeah. And you know how, I mean, at least I think we're all big NVIDIA fans here, graphics card-wise, right? Yeah. Has anyone gone AMD yet?
No. I'd probably get an Intel an AMD, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I thought about doing it once and then read some reviews and talked myself out of it.
It's like trying to make the decision to visit another porn site, and you're like, nah, Pornhub is good enough.
Yeah.
Talked myself out of it. Might as well go back. And that's Sorry. I just all of a sudden got way sidetracked there thinking for something way other than that. What were we talking about?
Something about porn, I think.
Yeah. Porn and RAM and other good stuff. But otherwise, in all seriousness, when it comes to that, at least stream setups, computers, and all that kind of good shit, is there anything else, I guess, that you guys would highly recommend that I guess you really need for a setup besides like a semi-decent mic, a headset, because it's probably better than using your standard speakers, I guess, if you're podcasting with a group of people, because you don't want the mic to pick up what
that would be a mess.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you guys would recommend or that you think would be beneficial?
I mean, if you're going to stream or if you're going to even, you know, podcasting over Discord, you have a decent internet connection. It doesn't have to be incredible, but, you know, it's no fun when you're dropping connection with each other and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's only so much control over that, too, unfortunately.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mitch?
I want to get one of those dual monitor mount things. I think just having kind of like a nice clean desk space,
yeah,
you know, is beneficial. Both for your mind and for, you know, gives you space to set stuff up. You know, helps you stay organized.
For your mind and for your soul.
Yeah.
And for your butthole.
Yeah. Gotta keep it clean. And free of debris.
That's right.
A good chair that allows you to reach to your butt to scratch it. It's always good.
Yeah.
Yeah, where the arms don't get in the way.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, just a comfy chair in general. That's pretty important.
Long gaming sessions, yeah.
Yeah, otherwise, I don't think there's really not too much to it. I think it's simple. Just the biggest thing that we recommend, just try it out. Make sure that you like doing this before you jump into any of it at all whatsoever and go down the rabbit hole. So, all right. Well, cool. That's enough of that. Unless you guys had anything else to add?
Not about that, no.
No? Okay. Gage, what else did you have for us?
I just had a quick sort of review. Not really a review, but kind of a review, but I'm going to call it a review so that I can press the button if I can find it. It's not playing. Okay, well, I guess I'm not playing that. It did this last time, too. Oh, yeah, it'll work.
Why? And
did you recently have a birthday? Or maybe a Christmas, and you received money from your grandma and you don't know how to spend it? Maybe your credit card isn't fully maxed out yet, and you got a little wiggle room in there to buy a new pair of headphones or maybe a new keyboard for the computer. But how are you supposed to know what keyboard is good or what pair of headphones is good? Are they all good? Are they all bad? Well, we here at Tech Brew Games can help you answer that question. This is 5-Minute Reviews, where in under 5 minutes, we tell you whether or not a product is worth putting on that maxed out credit card.
Okay, it's not going to be a full 5-minute review, but I did do something kind of fun today that is kind of technology related. I played a round of indoor golf at X Golf DTC in Denver here. And let me tell you, it's amazing. Like, it is super cool. So obviously it's, really? You know, a golf simulator, but the cool thing is
what's the name of it again?
X Golf, just the letter X and golf. And this one was up here in DTC. There's a few of them around. So you can play virtual golf, whatever you want to call it. And, the balls, you press a button and it pops out of the ground and it will literally tee the ball up for you. You can set your tee height using a little button. It remembers your tee height for the next time, and then you play virtual golf, and it's pretty accurate, actually. I mean, as accurate as it can be, you know. The putting can be a little awkward to get used to because you don't really have anything to, like, go off of. You have to, like, it's a little weird, but once you kind of get the hang of it, it's not bad. They got beer. They have food from a restaurant locally. Yeah, I mean, it's killer. They have games you can play. Obviously, you can do like a virtual driving range or just play a round of golf. And you could, like, three people playing together could probably play a round in 2 hours, maybe 2.5.
So yeah. I'm watching a video. X-Golf Denver Tech Center League Night. And half of the video is people just taking shots.
Seriously?
Yeah. Like, half of it is actual golf, and then the other half is, yeah, just people throwing back shots of fireball nonstop.
Sounds about right.
But that was it. I just wanted to say it's really cool.
Is it kind of like a bar setup where I guess everyone in the entire room and bar is watching you play?
I mean, kind of. You can see other people. Like, you have your own bay. But I mean, kind of picture, like, Top Golf. But okay. There's also people, up, like, on the backside of you. And obviously, you're not hit. You're just hitting it into a screen.
Yeah. When you were there, did you see anyone that, like, you know, like, Top Golf is, you're going to find a lot of, like, teenagers, people that have never golfed in their life there. They're there to shoot the shit and have fun. And, like, very rarely do you see, I shouldn't say rarely, but you don't often see, like, professional golfers. Like,
yeah, nobody's.
Dude, I got to hit Top Golf this weekend. That's, you know, I got to go play 18 at Top
Golf. It's definitely more serious. Like, obviously, like, Top Golf, it's not like, you don't see a whole lot of people bringing their own clubs in. Obviously, at X Golf, you have to bring your own clubs, and you're wearing a golf glove. I would never wear a glove at Top Golf. You treat it like a real round almost. You just, like, there's a bathroom within 50 feet. It's air conditioned, and there's a bartender.
Would you say the going rate ranges anywhere between $45 to $65 an hour? Do you feel that's worth it?
I mean, the 65 seems a little steep. We paid 45 this morning because we played from 10 to 1 this morning. And, like, $45. And it's not by person. It's by the bay. So if you have four people in a bay, like, that's only $10 an hour. Like, it's cheaper than regular golf, basically, at that rate.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, because this is conveniently located just there, kind of like north of Orchard and I-25.
Yeah, it's right there in Landmark by the Comedy Works and that kind of stuff there.
Right, yeah, Comedy Works South there. Well, I guess we'll have to go check that out sometime.
Yeah, I didn't even know it existed until my buddy told me. He's like, yeah, it's right there. And I was like, that's right by my house. Huh, I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah. Did you know that there's a golf simulator at Northridge and Southridge?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you golfed those yet?
Nope.
Okay. I'll be curious to get, I guess, your opinion. We'll have to go golf those sometime, and then you can give a review, I guess, comparing the two, and if there's really any differences. The one at Northridge and at Southridge, both Margaret and Patrick have stated that those were like $18,000 golf simulators. They're, for the most part, a little kind of beaten up. I would almost say that these systems are like, they're kind of accurate. They're also probably like way more forgiving than...
Yeah, real golf.
Real golf. Like a lot more forgiving, actually, now that I think about it. How bad I played on Sunday.
Yeah. I will say, like, like X-Golf, like, it's a lot easier to hit out of the sand, you know, because... You're just hitting off the mat there. Now it you know, obviously has like a computer, a logarithm simulation, whatever, where it's going to take off like 50% of how far the ball is going to go. But like, you're not ever bouncing yourself back in to the sand trap. Like, we've all done that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's where I think, and especially, I guess as things start to warm up around here, in Colorado, those golf bays start to really die down at the rec centers, and pretty much everyone has told me those things are like wide open all the time, all through the summer. Mm-hmm. So we could go play 18 kind of whenever for free. Just give them a heads up, walk in, and we'll go test it out, you know? And I think, Mitch, when we played, we got through, we were kind of rushing at the end, but we got through 18, me, you, and John, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But we did 18 in about 2 hours. The only thing was that we had to skip the putting and have the system guess the putting for us.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, we did the automatic putting, which would like...
It was a little frustrating.
Yeah, it was kind of finicky and kind of arbitrary on whether it'd give you three putts or two putts.
Oh.
Or one putt.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this one, you obviously have to take your putts, but anything within... 6 feet, it just gives it to you.
Yeah, which I'm assuming it was using the E6 system.
Sure.
Maybe. Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I didn't look that close.
Which E6 is pretty universally used in these golf simulators, but yeah, we'll go test it out sometime soon. Here, Gage, go play 18 in a 2 hour span if we can, and
can you bring, you probably can't bring booze into the rec center though, can you? To drink.
No, you can't. Don't. Yeah, we definitely didn't do that.
Don't ever do that.
What a bad idea.
What a bad idea.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely don't bring it in a can that doesn't look like a suspicious bottle at all. All right, very last thing that I have for everyone. Sorry, Gage, was that
everything?
Yep. I apologize.
Nope, all good.
Very last thing that I have is that Star Wars Jedi Survivor comes out in almost exactly 3 weeks. By the time that you're hearing this, it'll be exactly two weeks, I guess, actually. From when I'm recording it, it's about 3 weeks. So Star Wars Jedi Survivor, I'm posting a video on it, or I did post a video on it last Friday.
Right.
I'm trying to.
You're talking in the future.
I know. This is really difficult for me, especially after I've had like 5 beers. So I posted a video about it last Friday. A lot of good things are coming to the video game series. If you're a big fan, I would highly recommend that you go and check it out. There's a lot of things coming where there's new battle stances, new perks, like skill perks. A lot of new outfits. You don't have to just wear fucking ponchos the whole fucking time, which was really annoying. They added dismemberments of stormtroopers. They're adding battle droids from movies 1 through 3. So the, I think it was the BD-1, BD-3, all of those other ones, I guess, basically that you saw. A lot of new enemies. It's more open world-ish. There's going to be quests. You're going to run into puzzles. A lot like... Zelda Breath of the Wild, if you played that game, which was an incredible game. You're going to have Force Tears, which is a similar thing, fast travel systems, new characters, and basically not directly from the developers, but the people that were invited to a EA beta testing and got to play 4 hours of the game in California, and these were like big-time YouTubers, said that basically this game should be somewhere around like 3 to 4 times the size of Fallen Order.
Wow.
Which Fallen Order, Fallen Order was like a 40-hour game-ish, I think. Like 34-hour, 40-hour game. So if this ends up being, I guess, closer to like a 60 or 70-hour game and that the world is just bigger and there's more crap to do, it's going to make it really fun. And then otherwise, the way that they kind of have it set up, just the leveling, the perks, the skills, all that kind of stuff. This game is going to be very driven towards having kind of a specific build. It's not like collect gear and the gear is going to do stuff for you, but, you know, and add attributes and all this kind of stuff. But all of your skills and what you're going to be doing and whether you want more of a heavy stance, if you want like Kylo Ren's lightsaber, dual wield, double bladed, run with a single blade. It's going to change up the game. And you're able to kind of like change between those different stances, but through a single gameplay, you're not going to be able to upgrade all of the skills across every single stance. So you're going to have to kind of pick and choose here. And then across all the skill perks, which are supposed to be like kind of passive, those will kind of do different things that you can choose from depending on how you want to play the game. Whether you're looking for something more like defensive, offensive, more force powers, if you're looking for more ranged kind of stuff. So there's a lot coming to this video game. There's a lot of hype around it. So hopefully it ends up coming out, I think, just as good as the first one, if not better, from everything that we've seen. So, and we are also on our YouTube channel. We are doing a giveaway of the video game. So go over to the YouTube channel, hit that like and subscribe.
Yeah.
Be sure to check out our top 10 things you may not know about the video or about Star Wars.
Yeah.
Right, Mitch?
Number four will surprise you.
Yeah, that's right. If you subscribe and then you go down to the link, you can follow the link and then check out a couple of things. It'll enter in tickets and then you can win yourself a digital copy. Your choice of platform. We'll figure that part out. And we'll announce the winner on the 27th. The game comes out on the 28th. Simple as that.
I thought the game came out on the 27th.
No, 28th.
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Do, 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 do.
See, this says the 27th plus one day.
Weird. Interesting. Weird how they posted that.
On Steam, it says the 27th.
Yeah, which that might be just because of the time zone. But the competition ends on the 26th, so we're going to release the winner on the 27th. So you can download your copy or whatever it is, get it, do your thing, and then you'll have it for the 28th.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the environment.
The most important thing that you didn't mention about the customization is that you can also customize his hairstyle and his beard. So you can give him a mullet and a goatee.
Ooh, nice.
And turn him into white trailer trash.
Wrong.
Cal Kestis.
Wrong. Wrong. Wrong.
Wrong.
Fake that news. That is
not the most important part of the customization. Most important part, Mitch, is that you can now choose the color of your pants. So you can make them look like you farted a little too hard and bled out, or you know, maybe you wanted just some casual khakis roaming around the galaxy.
You can like you beat just Jake from State Farm.
Like you just jumped off the 18th grade. Yeah, that's really. And you can customize BD-1, your little droid. You can customize his head, his binoculars, his legs, his colors. There's a lot of customization. They say that there's over 200 different parts that you can customize in this game, Mitch.
Mm.
It's stupid. And they're not all ponchos. It's not 200 ponchos either.
I like the ponchos. I thought they were very fitting.
Fuck the poncho. I mean, I guess it made sense when you're a Padawan, maybe. But he ain't a Padawan now. He's a Jedi Knight, man. He's a redheaded Jedi Knight.
I don't know. I like the poncho. Sue me.
Okay.
Is there a poncho option, or is it just gone?
I'm sure that there's a poncho option.
Good.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. I doubt that they completely got rid of it. But only time will tell. I guess we'll have to find out, I guess, as more information gets released. And otherwise, there's not a whole lot on the actual campaign, I guess, of the whole game. All there is just kind of this heavy teaser of this character that is a betrayed Jedi Knight from the High Republic era, which was about 500 years prior to the movies. So he gets awakened from a Bacta tank, and he's all fucking pissed. How did you let the galaxy fall to this insuperior empire? And then he gets all mad, and that's the whole campaign.
That's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing.
Well, that sounds pretty neat.
Yeah, good news and bad news, right? Good news is this game was really awesome. It sounds promising because the its predecessor wasn't too long ago. From what I've seen, man, it can't be worse than Callisto Protocol. So,
oof.
Shots fired. Pew, 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 pew. You guys got anything else to add?
No.
All right. Thanks for joining everyone on another episode of Deck Brews Games. Be sure to go and check out our YouTube channel, and we'll see you on the next episode. Peace.
Cheers.
Later.